Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Facebook plans to change their previous policy protecting politicians from the same content moderation rules that apply to regular users. This decision follows the Facebook Oversight Board ruling the suspension of President Trump was valid and added the same rules should apply to all users, rather than keep the special treatment given to officials running for or in office. WhatsApp now has no plans to limit functionality of users who don't accept its new privacy policy, instead sending users who haven't opted in occasional pop-up reminders about the update. Previously, WhatsApp planned to progressively limit functionality, like losing access to your chat list, until the update was agreed to. Apple is updating the recently released AirTags, taking steps to improve how people can detect unwanted AirTags traveling with them, after concerns raised by privacy advocates. Previously, it would take 3 days before someone would be alerted a tag was nearby. Now, an alert will occur somewhere between 8 and 24 hours. The AirTag updates will automatically be applied when in range of an iPhone, and an Android app will be released later this year. Instagram said its algorithm will gradually shift to give equal treatment to original stories content and reshared posts, after previously promoting original content. An Instagram spokesperson said prioritizing original content caused people to believe we were suppressing stories about particular topics or points of view, and acknowledged stories not getting the reach people expected them to is not a good experience. According to the FBI, the cyber attack that halted some operations at the world's biggest meat processor this week was the work of Revo. The attack impacted JBS Foods' multiple production plants, including facilities located in the United States, Australia, and Canada. Revo and its affiliates account for about 4% of attacks on public and private sectors. NVIDIA announced its new gaming flagship GPU, the GeForce RTX 3080 Ti, available June 3rd from $1,199, although supply will likely be an issue. The card offers 12 gigabytes of GDDR6X and 80 GPU clusters, compared to 10 gigabytes and 64 GPU clusters on the standard RTX 3080. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase announced its users can use money from their Coinbase cards on Apple Pay and Google Pay. Coinbase will automatically convert all cryptocurrency to US dollars when adding to a customer's Coinbase card, which can then be used for purchases and receive crypto rewards for shopping. Huawei officially launched its proprietary Harmony OS for mobile phones, with upgrades to the OS for flagship Mate 40 available on June 2nd. Upgrades coming to lower-end phones over the coming months. Huawei also released a Harmony OS plugin to let it communicate with Windows and other operating systems. The company denies Harmony OS is derivative of Android, saying no single line of code is identical. Amazon announced its Prime Day sales event will take place June 21st and 22nd. Amazon has traditionally held the event in July, but last year postponed it until mid-October due to strains on logistics and fulfillment. Twitter launched its subscription plan called Twitter Blue, which provides the ability to undo a just-sent tweet and access to new themes and bookmarks, with additional features to come alongside the U.S. rollout. It is currently available in Canada for $3.49 Canadian a month, and Australia for $4.49 Australian a month. It will be released in the United States later this year. Norton LifeLock will roll out a built-in crypto miner that will enable users to mine for Ethereum. This will be available to select participants in its early adopter program, and Norton intends to make Nort Crypto available to all customers in the coming weeks. And NASA will send two new robotic missions to Venus, with both missions costing up to $1 billion. This will be NASA's first visit to the planet since the early 1990s, and is expected to launch by the end of the decade. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.